Kim. This thing on. Statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomily Destroyer show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room. Before you listen, the show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans and God's other horrible drunken mistakes like mammals, birds, frogs, fish, snails, snakes, or geckos. I was really hoping we'd be starting this new year with no geckos, but apparently not. Apparently not. You may all get new. All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomily Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I'm your host, Zomily the Genius, etc. You should know me from the comic. It used to appear in Zomily the Destroyer. If not, you're a loser. Shame on you. Yeah, you can catch yourself up at my website, ZomalyDestroyer.com. So, 2019. So the chimps think it is. In any case, it's a new year. Same old shit, though. At least at Technical Support Monkey's house. Which is to say, clutter, bad taste, bad housekeeping, horrible colors. And still the renos drag on, and Chimpette's old man has filled the spare room with junk. So even if Iggy went up there to nap, and even if the heat was on full blast, it would not be a nice place to curl up and doze. So he curled up on one of the stupid blue chairs Chimpette got at auction a few weeks back, wrapped up in Chimpette's stupid purple electric blankie. And Egg heckled as she packed away the Christmas crap. 5 giant Rubbermaid bins of it, very little of which is lime green. Ugh. And she was also packing away Robo Iggy, so Iguana asked if she'd listen to Robo Iggy and his stupid maracas song on Christmas.
No, I didn't, like, get a chance to.
Well, let's hear it one more time before you pack him away.
Okay, whatever.
And then Chimpette pushed the button on Robo Iggy's foot, and he began his song. Except it was actually the song Iguana reprogrammed into him before leaving down, you know, to Victoria for Christmas. Iguana, shove these maracas up your ass. Iguana, shove these maracas up your ass. Iguana, shove these maracas up your ass and tail whip your face. Iguana, shove these maracas up your ass. Iguana, shove these maracas up your ass. Iguana, shove these maracas up your ass and tail whip your face. Yeah, something like that. Anyways, Technical Support Monkey scowled.
Why'd you have to do that, Zomo?
Iguana wanted to give Robo Iggy the gift of dignity for Christmas, Chimpette. Chimpette didn't say nothing because she knew Iggy was right. She just took Robo Iggy's batteries out and put him in the Christmas bin for next year. Hopefully by then she's bought a Roomba so Ig can attach it to Robo Iggy and rig some kind of remote control so Robo Iggy chases her all around the house singing his new song. You know, this actually because Robo Iggy also dances, but with the new song, you know, it doesn't look so much like he's doing the stupid maracas dance. It looks more like he's going to shove these maracas up your hand. You know, because the hand comes forward with the maracas. Anyways, so about an hour or so later, I think this was, what, Tuesday? Monday? I don't know. It's been Tuesday. The FedEx guys arrived with Chimpette's chaise lounge that she ordered on Boxing Day. Gwenna took one look at the box and said, "That's the wrong color, Chimpette."
"No, Zomo, this is like the color I ordered."
"Well, you ordered the wrong color, Chimpette. You have to send it back." Well, the FedEx guys looked confused, but Technical Support Monkey waved them off and started opening the box. "Iguana told you not to order a red one, Chimpette."
"It's not red, Zomo. It's like berry. Don't you like berries?"
"It is red, Chimpette, and berries are for eating, not for sitting on."
Well, I think it'll pop nicely against, like, the turquoise walls.
It's because you're insane, Chimpette.
Whatever.
And then she started trying to assemble it, but lo and behold, one of the insertion bars in the backrest was bent so it wouldn't slide nicely into the bottom. Hey, sister, bent insertion rods are the Lord's way of punishing you for ordering a red cheese, Chimpette. The technical support monkey just scowled. She didn't say nothing because she knew Iggy was right. And she went and got her dad to come fix it for her, while Iguana told her she should return it and buy a green one instead. Unfortunately, Chimpette's old man was able to fix the stupid insertion rod, and the chaise lounge got assembled, and now Iggy has to look at this big red eyesore every time Iguana comes to visit. Ugh. Which, you know, technical support monkey keeps insisting is actually Barry, not red. Because apparently whatever mental or visual disease Georgie has that makes her color choices so awful is contagious. And Chimpette has now caught it from associating with Georgie. You know, I mentioned before, Georgie's bedroom has pink and silver swirl curtains. Well, technical support monkey found pink paisley fabric on clearance and will be making the curtains for the family room out of that. Ugh. It was on clearance for a reason, Chimpette.
Yeah, because it was, like, left over from last summer.
No, Chimpette, it was on clearance because it's an abomination.
Whatever. It's, like, fun and, like, tropical. And I'm going to make lemon yellow shears to go with it and do kind of like a citrusy sort of vibe in here.
You've never been to the tropics, have you?
No, but I've seen it on TV. People have, like, bright, fun colors there.
People are retarded, Chimpette. Yeah, at least she agreed to paint the family room lime green. Although Iguana pointed out that she needs to get lime green paisley curtains because pink paisley is not going to go with lime green walls. In any case, she chose more of a citrus lime green than an iguana-ass lime green. But still, I guess it's a step in the right direction. So, for those of you keeping score, we're now up to 3 green rooms out of a 12-room house. Sadly, only one of those is lime, and it's not a proper lime. And the dining room is more of a grass green, and the spare room upstairs is going to be more of a weird, dark peacock mermaid green. Ugh. And she's still bringing in her boat-ho nautical blue and white and breeding season orange crap from the spare room at her old man's house. I guess Iguana gotta take progress where it can, since originally only the dining room was going to be green. Of course, one step forward on the paint colors, 2 steps back on the furniture. Goddamn red chaise. Anyway, so the chimp's got it assembled, and then Chimpette plonks her ass on it and insists it's awesome, and then Chimpette's old man wanted to go run some errands, so they left, and Chimpette, Iguana decided it wasn't going to go with them. Chimpette tried to insist Iggy had to be good in her absence if Iguana was going to stay in her house. And once again, Iggy's TV privileges were on the line. So I didn't do nothing to the red chaise, but I did send photos to What's-His-Face Guitar Dude to complain about Technical Support Monkey's bad taste. Unfortunately, What's-His-Face Guitar Dude thought the red chaise was hot. H-A-W-T, hot. Chimps, man. Anyway, so technical support monkey and her old man got back from their stupid errands, and Chimpette wanted to sit on the chaise with her feet up and surf Facebook or whatever. Hey, sister, shouldn't you be doing something useful, Chimpette?
I can't, like, paint the storage thingies until Dad finishes whatever he's doing upstairs, Elmo.
So you're just gonna sit there, huh? On your red chaise?
Yeah, I mean, like, in a little bit, I'll probably start hemming the curtains for the mudroom nook thing or something, I guess.
Look at this mess, Chimpette.
Yeah, I have, like, 2 boxes to donate at, like, Value Village, and then the rest of stuff I can't really put away yet.
Have you made your list of New Year's resolutions yet, Chimpet?
I have to, like, lose a bunch of weight, and I also have to finish, like, a bunch of quilts and, like, embroidery stuff.
Yes, Chimpet. Like Iguana's second quilt.
Yeah. But I have to finish a donation quilt for the guild first.
Really? What's that about?
It's, like, for foster kids.
Okay. So, what's more important, Chimpet? Impressing your chimp friends at the guild, doing crap for other chimps, or finishing Iggy's second quilt? Technical support monkey didn't say nothing, so clearly she's got her priorities all screwed up and she don't want to admit it because she knows she's wrong. In any case, Iggy informed her that Ig had made her a list of New Year's resolutions and she couldn't seem to figure them out on her own.
I don't think we have, like, the same priorities and, like, New Year's resolutions, Elmo.
Exactly, Chimpet. You need guidance for your list. And Iguana has guidance to give.
Fine, let's see your list.
Iguana read it out to her instead. I, technical support monkey, do hereby solemnly swear to uphold these New Year's resolutions in 2019. Number one, I will paint my entire house green inside and out.
I'm not doing that, Zomo.
Oh, yes, you are, chimp.
I don't want to.
That's why you need Iguana's guidance, Chimpet. Moving on. Number two, I will give Zomo an entire orange every day, plus other treats that Zomo deems necessary.
I don't think the vet wants you eating treats every day, Zomo. It's, like, not good for you.
You eat treats every day. Anyway, shut up, chimp. The vet doesn't know what he's talking about. Number three, I will sign over all my money to Zomo immediately.
That's not happening, Zomo.
Why you gotta be like that, Chimpet? Four, I will immediately finish Zomo's second quilt and begin working on a third quilt for Zomo.
I think two quilts is plenty, Zomo.
Quit being so lazy, Chimpet. Number five, I will maintain the temperature of my house at a balmy 27 degrees Celsius always.
That's, like, way too hot. It's gonna cost, like, a fortune.
Well, then maybe you need to get a damn job, Chimpet. Technical support monkey didn't say nothing and just scowled because she knew once again Iggy was right. Anyway, so Chimpet didn't agree to any of Iguana's hopeful New Year's resolution suggestions. But Iggy made a big stink until she agreed to stick Iggy's list on her fridge just in case she reconsidered. What else? Chimpet and her old man are finally getting things into shape upstairs. You know, in the storage area and the storage cubbies. Now, Iguana tried to claim them in the name of Iguanadum. So Iggy could have a secret upstairs lab here in Technical Support Monkey's house, but apparently Chimpet thinks storing her Christmas crap is more important. And furthermore, she seems to think that because it's her house, she gets to decide that. Ugh. You need to share, Chimpet. Didn't they teach you that back at monkey school?
Zomo, I paid like 400 grand for this house, and like, I need all the storage I can get.
What's that gonna do with sharing?
Okay, there's, like, no other storage in the house. Like, I need to use this space?
Weren't you chimps talking about building a storage shed in the backyard for your Christmas crap?
Yeah, but, like, I'm still gonna need this space, and that's not gonna be till, like, the summer.
No, Chimpet, once your Christmas crap is in the shed, you won't need this space, and then you should share it with Iggy.
Okay, no, Zomo, like, when the Christmas and Halloween stuff goes out into the shed, then I'll be using this to store, like, a bunch of sports and photography gear and extra fabric and stuff that I have at, like, my dad's house.
And you think that's more important than giving Iggy a private place to do experiments on squirrels, huh?
Yeah.
Shameful. Just shameful. Yeah. So Chimpet also wouldn't share the storage cubbies in the hallway, you know, right next to the big storage room, even though they'd be the perfect spot for Iggy to have a nap cave.
You'd be, like, sleeping in the spare room when you visit, so, like, at least once we get the master sorted out and I can sleep in the master.
Yeah, but what if Iggy gets tired on the way downstairs from the spare room?
I'll then go back to bed in the spare room.
What if Iguana don't wanna?
Too bad.
It's sad how selfish you've become, Chimpette. Sad. Anyway, so then Chimpette painted the inside of the storage cubbies bright white. Not a very nap-friendly color, if you ask me. Chimps, man. Anyway, so that was kind of my week, huh? Speaking of naps, I'm going to go have one and then see if I can talk some sense into her about painting the bathroom lime green instead of aqua. Anyway, so go have a nap. That's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zelma the Destroyer. As I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, shame them. And then go to my website, ZelmaTheDestroyer.com. You can download individual episodes there or whatever. Talk at you eggs next week, probably, or soonish in any case. Bye.